Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. I know all eyes are on me and waiting for me to say, well, it's about that time again. Give God a praise in the house. Come on, give him a praise in the house. Come on, this is Resurrection Sunday night. Come on, he deserves all the praise. He deserves all the glory. Come on, somebody get excited about Jesus in the house. We want to welcome you all, everyone, and those who shall be blessed by this music and ministry in the days, weeks, months, and years to come to another live recording of Shekinah Glory Ministry. Come on, bless the Lord. Seven years ago, we gathered in this place, this temple, in one spirit and with one accord. And we recorded Praise Is What I Do. 3 years ago, we gathered together again in this place. And we recorded Shekinah Glory Live. And tonight, April 8th, 2007, we've gathered together again for another live recording of music of praise and worship. Somebody give God the glory. And this is exactly what this is. This is a gathering. The Bible talks about so often about what happens when people of God gather together with one spirit and one accord. The word of God tells us where two or three are gathered together in my name, he said, I would be in the midst. Psalms 133 talks about how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. We all remember Acts chapter 2 when 120 believers were gathered together in an upper room and Peter preached a sermon and 3,000 people got saved and the world has never been the same. Well, I want to tell you something's going to happen tonight in this place as we gather together for the third time. I never will forget that growing up as a PK, as a pastor's kid, I had seven brothers and sisters. And on an evening like this, Sunday nights, every Sunday night, all of my brothers and sisters, wherever they were, we would gather together at the Father's house. We would have fellowship. We would have food. But then we would get down on our knees and pray and worship God. And I just believe tonight that as we have come together in the Father's house, that if we come together on this Resurrection Sunday night, that there's going to be some prayers that have gone through already. And there's going to be some praise and some worship. But no matter what gathering you have been to, I'm here to tell you the best is yet to come. Because Revelation chapter 4 and 5 talks about a gathering around the throne. John said, I saw a door open, and behold, there was a throne. And around the throne were four beasts, and they were flying around saying, holy, holy, holy. There was a number that no man can number from every kindred, tongue, and nation. And the one thing they consistently said was, worthy is the Lamb. I believe that the power of God would come in here tonight in this gathering. If I had somebody help me say, worthy is the Lamb. Come on, somebody bless him tonight. This is a gathering. Say, worthy is the Lamb. God, we give you the glory. God, we give you the praise. God, we give you your honor. And we pray that your anointing would be here tonight. Welcome to the live recording of Shekinah Glory on this Resurrection Sunday. Give God a praise in the house.
Well, 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 we're back here at another time and space, almost the same time. We are coming together once again to be the expression and the manifestation of the divine. It is always a blessing to be an expression of that, but it's even more powerful. It's even more powerful and soulful when you recognize and you realize that the thing in which you do is the manifestation of the divinity coming through you. That is an amazing space to be in, because when you're in that space, you can't get it wrong, you can't get it right, you never get it done. You just do what needs to be done for that time. And as time goes on, you transist, you move, you transform, your thoughts change, your beliefs change, as your beliefs and your thoughts change, as your feelings change, your actions change. Your actions change based on how you respond to a thing. And maybe you know, you can measure yourself by how well you have matured by asking yourself, well, how did I respond to this? I know that I responded to this in this manner a long time ago, but did I respond the same way? And if you did not respond the same way, trust me, you have taken a quantum leap in your spiritual growth, and I think that is so amazing. And that's what makes life delicious. That's what makes life livable and meaningful, is that you are the expression in that life. See, life is not alive until you begin to express yourself in it. The divine is self-expressing, and when it expresses, it colors everything. It makes everything absolutely beautiful. And a man, it's not man-made. That's all right. Whatever the divine gives you, the divine gives you. Okay? Whatever the divine activates in you, it comes from the purest form of your identity. The purest form of your identity. And not only that, the identity in which it comes from is formless. It has no form. It is because it is infinite in itself. So I just think it's so, I look forward to seeing and experiencing what the divine has for me to do in a certain place and time and with people. And, you know, another thing that I have come to realize is that, you know, and I think I've mentioned this on my previous shows several times, as things begin to change within you, the frequency, the vibration that you usually vibe at, it changes. So in that way, you tend to draw to you the same basis of that vibration or that frequency that you are changing. I've also come to realize that you must do your purpose will always be about doing a thing that matches your vibrational frequency. Okay? That's your purpose. When you begin, and I'll say this, purpose is continuum. The blueprint, the template is the same, but it is a continuum expansion and elevation. It's continuum. So it's not a particular place. It's not a destination that you need to get to, because it is a continuum. And in that purpose, what you do is you grow that purpose. You grow it. You give it life. You blow into it. You breathe into it. And it expands. It expands and elevates. And it also contracts, and then it expands again. It contracts, expands again. It's the ebb and the flow. It's the law, you know. It's a rhythm. There's a rhythm there. But when you get into the flow of that, you know what? And you know that you're doing the thing in which you need to be doing, and you know that there's a greater power that is within you working together to make a whole, when you know that, you no longer have to stay focused on, am I doing it right? Do I say this or do I go this way? None of that. You do, everything you do in life will become effortlessly. Even walking up to people whom you know that might not even too much care for you. Talking to people that might not even care for you. And you do it effortlessly because you're divine. There's the fiery darts have been quenched and they cannot penetrate the divine. They can't. They can't. Unless you have an ego, an unhealthy ego that allows those things to get in. But other than that, if it's not so, it's just not going to happen. You're just going to be so happy and so filled with joy and just happy to be, you know, just happy to be. I was out and about within the community, and I realized that every time someone would make a comment, well, someone that was close to me in the same proximity as I was, very close, I would always, whenever they made a comment and I agreed with it and I resonated with it and I laughed about it, I had to reach out and touch them. I had to touch them on their shoulder or something, or touch them on their hand. And remember, sometime back when I mentioned about the Reiki masters, they want to go out and they want to lay hands on everybody that needs to be, you know, that they feel that needs to be touched in some kind of way. And I think that's just a characteristic of the healer. The healer is always looking for someone to touch so that they can heal that person. But at the same time, in healing that person, they receive healing as well. So it's a genuine reciprocity, I can't pronounce the word, and maybe I'm not, I should, let me put it in my own words. It's a natural flow of giving and receiving. As the ebb goes out, the flow is going out too. There's a hand working together as one. Yet you are not the same people. You are this and I am that. But there's a cord that brings people together that causes them to be connected in very deep places of their being. And I'm so grateful to experience that when I go out and I be among people and be within the community. And I have to emphasize on going out because I am a person of solitude. I absolutely love my solitude. I love my space of silence. Because I enjoy being with the divine and the divine enjoys being with me. But sometimes, you know, in all of that solitude, you get so full of the divine within you that you have to go out and you have to share yourself with people whom you love, all types of people. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you know them. You don't even have to know them. Just your presence in a particular place radiates the energy of who you are, radiates outward into the atmosphere, and it touches everyone. So, and at the same time, people are doing that as well. Their energy is radiating outward, you know. Sometimes you may meet resistance and sometimes you may not. But at any expense, I mean, just keep it moving and just be thankful that you had the experience. Because in your experience, you can talk about the experience. Because somebody else, trust me, somebody else is having the experience and they can't quite understand what it is. But you being the knower, you know exactly what it is. You know how to identify it. You know how to embrace it. You know how to release it. You know how to assimilate, digest, and eliminate it. Everybody doesn't know how to do that. It's not that they don't know how to do that. They are not aware. Everyone is not aware of the process of elimination, assimilation, digestion, elimination. The process of identifying, embracing, and then releasing. They don't know the formula. So oftentimes things get stuck. The energy of a thing may get stuck within the energy space of another. And, you know, what you will begin to have is what I consider an obstacle. I mean, emotional obstacles. Mm-hmm. And you keep running that obstacles until you straighten that thing out. You straighten it out. And the more you do that, the more integrated you become. The more integrated you become, the more mindful you are of your own divine integrity. Because divinity within itself has a sense of integrity, strong sense of integrity. A strong sense of integrity and honesty begins with the individual, and then it goes out. Comes back. Everything begins and ends with the individual. So nothing is forsaken and nothing is forbidden. All things work together for the good. We might not know the rhyme nor the reason of it, but by and by, we will come into an understanding of knowing why, how, where, and what. What needs to be done? You know, at the very root of everything, at the very causation of everything, there's a seed thought that causes the other manifestations to take place. Me and a dear friend of mine, we were talking today in regards to depression. And I said to him, you know, a person can be depressed, but in their depression, the depression itself may blossom out and it may show itself as something else. Or it might not only show itself as something else, it might mask itself. It will create a whole new mask to mask their depression or the internal conflict. And this is where you have people who they appear to be happy. They appear to have it all together. The life is fantastic, but internally, there's an internal conflict going on, and that conflict cannot be resolved. They assume that it cannot be resolved. And because that individual does not reach out to resolve it, the mind itself turns on itself. And what happens is you have suicide. You have a suicide, or the mind not only turns on itself, it'll turn on somebody else just to rid itself of the pain and the agony that it feels. You know, I think psychology, I love it. The science of psychology is the best. I mean, well, I'm a fan of psychology. I'm not going to sit up here and say it's the best. But I am a true fan of psychology. I remember when I was a young girl, and I was watching the movie Sybil, and I just found it so amazing how the psychologist walked this girl, Sybil, through her process of disassociations, you know, how she disassociated herself from herself, from the very core of her being, and in doing that, she slid up in several all her. And at the end of the movie, it was showing how Sybil and this psychologist was together, And the psychologist was taking her through some type of psychotherapy. And as she was doing that, Sybil, being proactive in her own health and engaging in the process of her healing, brought those components of her being together. So she became an integrated being. An integrated being. Now, it's not to say that those parts are no longer there. It's to say that when you become integrated, you are aware of the components that play out. Because we all have components, whether you want to believe it or not. This is why Carl Jung came up with the archetypes, you know, and I'm a youngin, and Carolyn Mice is also a student of his, and she's still with us today. I would say, you want to read anything about archetypes and the subconscious and the conscious and all that stuff, you know, and you really, really want to get into the depths of it, Carolyn Mice material, it will take you there. And I'll tell you, one book you can pick up is called Sacred Contracts. It talk about different archetypes in which we play out. And these archetypes are inherent within our being. I mean psychology is the best. And then not only that, when I saw the movie, I said to myself, I wanted to be a psychologist. I said to myself, I want to be a psychologist. And then I went to look up what is a psychologist. It said, and this is the origin, this is the original definition, it is the study of the soul. Okay? Demic arena, you're only touching the tip of the iceberg when it comes to the study of the soul, because it's so vast. It's so vast. And sometimes the research is based on qualitative and quantitative. Some people are more quantitative driven, some people are more qualitative driven. Therefore, they like to have the experience and then come up with their own data, because in their experience, can't no one tell them that it's not so, because they've already had the experience where you have quantitative research and, you know, it's on paper. It's all about the numbers. It's about what is being spoken on paper. And as far as I'm concerned, anything written in black ink and on white paper is dead. It is dead. But that's why I became so keenly involved with psychology. And not the psychology of people, that came along later in my life, but the psychology of my own soul. And that's what got me, that is a part of me that got journey. And, you know, I live by it. I live by it. And I just think it is so fascinating. Me and my dear friend, we were also talking about what needs to stimulate an individual. And we were in an atmosphere that, you know, people come in and out and, you know, you could hear the music. We have five senses, so if you can pinpoint or if you can direct some type of stimulation into each of those senses from its primitive and purest point, you can light a person up. And, you know, when I say light a person up, I'm talking about the Christmas tree. And when I'm talking about the Christmas tree, I'm talking about the tree of life. You know, you just light all their faculties up. You assist them in aiding and you aid them in the alignment of their chakra. Their chakras, which are the seven energy center points within the body, the seven wheels, if you will, seven databases. You know, you can call them whatever you want to. You can, seven suitcases for all I care. But it's very important that we come to a space in our life where we can be stimulated based on those five senses. And when I say stimulation, I'm talking about something of quality, of pure quality. Instead of smelling a cigarette smoke and you got a cigarette in your mouth, light, burn an incense and smell the aroma of the incense, you know, because aroma is not man-made, you know, but that's just my opinion. So there are certain things that are just absolutely natural and pure to the body. And when we begin to introduce things into the body that is not pure and not natural, then we have some upsets and we have some discord taking place within the body, within the mind. And then it trickles down into the body, you know, and everything else that you may perceive to be. So this morning I was thinking about the chakras and, you know, and I don't know. I'll tell you what led me to that space is relationships and how we have, as long as you are on this earth, as long as you are in the world, you are going to have some type of relationship with someone, some being. And it is not always about intimacy. It is not that. You know, of course we want that closeness and that union with that one person, but just think about it. If you see the divine in everyone, then a relationship of intimacy, it really doesn't matter, because the divine is constantly feeding you through the relationships that you have with people. But I was thinking, I said, okay, relationships, you know? And I said to myself, I said, well, you know, the longest relationship I've ever been in, the longest relationship that I've ever been in is the one that I have with Sprint. That's the longest relationship I've ever been in. And I'll tell you something. In that relationship with Sprint, I learned how to take responsibility for my actions. I learned how to communicate. I learned how to maintain and manage my own center, okay? And in doing all of that, and in, you know, experiencing all of that and being aware of what that relationship gave me and activated within me, allows me to be a valuable customer. And I like it. I like it. I like it. You know, that's just one relationship. And then, of course, others outside of me. But the biggest and the ultimate, most precious relationship that you can have is one with yourself. Because we have seven center points within our body, or we have more points than seven. Okay, I'm just talking about the primary ones. It is good to have a relationship with each one of those points. It is good to have a relationship with each sense that you have, okay? It is good to have a relationship with all the systems that are working within your body. I have a relationship with my brain, okay? All right? I have a relationship with my eyes. I have my digestive system. As you focus on the quality of those relationships that you already have within yourself, you treat yourself better, okay? And you allow things to come into your life that will enhance the quality of who you are. Enhance of who you are. So at the end of the day, whatever is going on outside of you is a reflection of the relationships, plural, that's going on inside of you, bringing about the one. That's it. That's it. Try getting up in the morning and just being grateful that your heart was able to maintain steadiness in pumping in and out blood throughout your whole body, and touch your heart and say, thank you, thank you, thank you. Touch your kidneys, the area of your, speak to your body, speak to your body. Touch your eyes and thank your eyes. You know, it's impossible not to be grateful. But it is not impossible for you not to choose to be so. There's greatness and gratefulness all around us. You always, always have the opportunity to express how grateful you are. How grateful you are for the simple and minor things in life. Simple and minor things. I have a neighbor who has a son, and I woke up one morning. Matter of fact, his laughter woke me up out of my sleep. And when I heard him laugh, oh my God, my heart melted. That, when you can hear a child laugh, you talking about food for the soul? Food for the soul, but you have to be open to that. You have to prepare yourself to be ready for that type of blessing and that type of grace, you know. And you can have it. You can have it. It's just a matter of making a choice. So with that, I'm going to take a break. Shekinah Glory Ministry. I guess I didn't get enough of it. I'm going to listen to that a little bit more, and then I'll be back with Transcending Sankofa with Yahshua Elohim.
Hallelujah. Come on, put your hands together. Shoop doop doo 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 doo. Shoo doo doo doo. Shoop doop doo 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 doo. Shoo doo doo doo. Come on, put your hands together.
Put your hands together like this. Put your hands together like this.
We'll be right back.
Great, great, great. Here I am again. Here I am again with Transcending Sankofa with Yahshua Elohim. You can always reach me at IamSankofa9@gmail.com, or you can Facebook me at Sankofa Infinity. I do consider this a ministry in which I do, because what I do, I minister to people. And, when I'm in public, I just use inspiration, but I am definitely a minister within my being. And that is something which I can't get away from. I remember, I would listen to Donna Colleone, and she's really, really a true divine being speaking from divine expression. And, I mentioned to her on the show that I used to be a minister, a minister of the gospel. And because I decided to go up a little bit further than the doctrination of Christianity, I just laid down my minister role, and I dropped the garments of that. And I got it. I got that. And she said to me, "You're still a minister." That's all she said. "You're still a minister." But when she said that to me, she said it with conviction. And it wasn't that she was saying it. It was that the thing within her said it to me. "You're still a minister." Okay? So that is what I am. I am a minister, and I try to speak from those spaces and places of quality. And I try, it is in my best interest that I radiate the attributes of light, purity, royalty, and so forth and so on. So with that, it is my responsibility to inform, to inform all proper, inquirers of the light. And I honestly and truly believe that, when you begin to inquire a certain thing, when you begin to ask questions, you are ready to go on the journey, and you're ready to embrace a vibration or a frequency in which you've never embraced before. So, it is what it is. Nothing is lost. Nothing is hidden. And when you're ready for it, you will have, trust me, you will have an abundance of access to it, because it will surely, surely come to you. There's no need to go to your good, because your good is trying to come to you, and it's going to run you down because it's just, that's just how you are. And of course, I'm talking about myself. I was sitting here and I was thinking about Oprah. And I don't know, I think this is when she came off of her show. I don't think it's the OWN show, but I don't think it's that. But anyway, I got a chance to listen to, some words that she expressed before she left the show. And one thing she made very, very, very clear is that your purpose is to figure out what your purpose is so that you can get on with the business. Okay. I'm like, oh my God. But let me tell you, and she says, it doesn't matter what your purpose is. It doesn't have to be some convoluting thing. You don't have to be on a platform of anything. You don't have to be broadcasting. You don't have to be doing the thing in which I do. But you cannot even measure the quality of your purpose, because your purpose is not man-made. It is something that comes with you and that is innately inherited within your being. You're born with it. You're born to do the thing. It's almost like you go through life as a tree, a Christmas tree, and you're just, you know, as you go through each experience, you're unwrapping every gift that is under the tree. But there's one particular gift that needs to be unwrapped, because once you unwrap that one particular gift, that seeded gift, all the other gifts that you have, they will come together and they will integrate themselves into that one. And it's just, it's a beautiful thing. Your gift will make room for you, huh? So I just, you know, I, and just like I mentioned earlier, your purpose is continuum. Your purpose is the whole of who you are. It's the whole of you, who you are. And that whole is ever, so ever expanding and elevating itself. It is always changing, transforming, transcending, collapsing, coming to form, expanding, contracting, expanding, elevate. I mean, you got this in and out, up and down, on. You know, but everything is working simultaneously together for the good of you, the whole being of who you are, the holistic aspect of who you are, you know, body, mind, and spirit. And it's just, I find it absolutely amazing. I just have to sit, you know, and be in awe at the beauty in which I see when I allow myself to see with a God view. Everything is connected. There's no way of getting around it. There's no way of getting around it. One thing, and this is just coming up. When you find a thing that you're connected to that you, and I think I mentioned this in my last show, you find a thing that you're connected to or that is a part of you and you don't care for it, you don't even really like it, you keep working with it until you find a thing that is like you within it, because it's in it. It's in it, but you have to stay with it. You have to stay with it. And you, as you experience it, you change. You change it. You constantly change it. You move from it. Change your mind about it. See it again. That's this dance going on. It's back and forth movement. Back and forth movement. Up and down. Up and down. All around. All around. In and out. In and out. What? So, you know, life is beautiful, and it's only beautiful when you insert yourself into it and bring it to life. Life is supposed to be brought to life, and then life itself expresses itself, huh? But it is supposed to be brought to life. We are here to breathe into life. And in breathing into life, we give it life. We give it life. And it is, it's delightful. It is a delightful thing to experience. It's just a delightful thing to experience. And I'm so grateful that I'm at this space and place. And I'm even more grateful that I'm at this space and place, because the minister that I thought I had to be ain't got nothing on the minister that I am today. Okay? The minister that I thought myself to be has absolutely, is no comparison to the minister in which I am today. No comparison. And I'll have to say this. Nobody but the divine train, this minister, nobody but no thing trained, instructed, guided, directed this minister except the divine within. Therefore, it is not, I am not man-made. All the certificates that I have, you cannot take them away. Because the divine gave me those certificates. The divine gave me my recognition. It is the divine that validates my being and my being as being who I am this day. And I'm just so grateful. I'm so grateful. I am so, so grateful. So I am about to discontinue this show until next time, which would be Thursday at 3 o'clock. I do apologize for my tardiness. I was on the road traveling. And, I was doing my thing and trying to get to another space so I can do it even better. So with that, like I said, you can always reach me at 347-559-4291. I'm always open for conversation. I do not take phone calls on the show, and I do not focus on chatting. That is not what I'm here for. I'm here to convey a message and to convey it without the interruptions of anything. If you have an issue or an upset of anything that I have said and you find what I have stated a contradiction, not within what I've said, but within yourself, then you should call me, 347-559-4291. Or Facebook me, iMessage me. We can have a conversation there. It does not matter. I am always, always open for a conversation to assist one and aid one in the cultivation of their spirituality, simply because I know that I am here to cultivate my spirituality. And in that knowing, that's all I can be. I can only be in spirit. In spirit. So with that, I say to you, be blessed and stay focused. Stay in the light. Namaste, namaste. Keep it real, because you are the creator of your reality. Create on purpose and not by default. This is your time.
Hallelujah. Come on, put your hands together. Shoop doop doo 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 doo. Shoop doo doo doo. Shoop doop doo 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 doo. Shoop doo doo doo. Come on, put your hands together.
Put your hands together like this. Put your hands together like this.
Let's rejoice today. Hallelujah.